Hello, this is a guided meditation that I'm going to call something like soft eyes or soft being, perhaps. And we're going to start with eyes open, and I'm going to draw our attention to a couple of aspects of the field of view, field of vision, and then apply that, as it were, to our experience with eyes closed. So, start with eyes open and be aware of your single eye. Be aware of the whole field of vision. And apply soft eyes, as it were. Soft eyes, as I understand it, is a term in martial arts, meaning wide-eyed, or being aware of the periphery of vision as well as the center of vision. So it's not tunnel vision, it's panoramic vision. So just relax and be aware of the whole field of view, field of vision. And I think you'll notice that what you're looking at in the object in the middle of the field of vision, whatever you're looking at, is most in focus. And then, out of the corner of your eye, as it were, as you get to the periphery, then things become more blurry, out of focus. And this is just the way it's given. It's not that if you really looked hard enough, you could see objects at the periphery in focus and clearly. Their nature in that region is blurred. And then you'll notice that the field of view just fades out into the great space of your true nature. So, the two aspects that I'm going to draw our attention to are the fact that one can't say, I can't say, how big the field of view is. And I find that it's not inside anything. So, look at any object in front of you and be aware of its boundary, its edge. And I'm going to call that a hard edge. It's got a clear boundary, clear enough anyway. And the object is inside that edge, and everything else is outside it. So that object is within an environment. It's surrounded by things. And any object you look at has that boundary and is surrounded by other things. Now bring your attention to the whole field of view, soft eyes. And I don't find a hard edge around it. Just fades out into this space of our true nature. So the whole field of vision isn't inside something bigger. It's floating in nothing, in the spaciousness of who you really are, which isn't a thing. And looking at an object in the field of view with its hard edge, you can see where it stops and then the things around it begin. But when you look at the whole field of view, when I look at the whole field of view, where does that edge stop and then the space begin? I find no dividing line. And again, being unable to see objects in clear focus at the periphery, this periphery that fades into the great space it's not as if you were able to really look clearly and steadily at that edge, you'd see the boundary between the view and the space. You're not doing it wrong. That's just the nature of it. It just kind of fades into the space, merges. Now, just to point out the obvious, really, that being aware of soft eyes, being aware of the vast field of view that fades out into your true nature, this softness of the whole view does not negate the hard edges of the things within the view. They go together. The soft edge of the whole field of view includes, encompasses, gives permission to, in a way, the hard edges of the things within it. So it's not a matter of trying to blur the edges of things within the view. So this is the first aspect, that the field of view is not contained inside something bigger. The other thing is its size. So look at two objects in the field of view and compare their size, and one is bigger than the other. They might be about the same size, I suppose, but it's relative. So object A might be bigger than object B, but object A might be smaller than object C. It's relative. So anything you look at, its size is relative in that sense. Now ask yourself, how big is the whole field of view? Well, there isn't a second view on the right, say, to compare it with. It's single. So there's nothing to compare it with. It's incomparable. Single. So how wide is the field of view? It's as wide as east is from west. And if you go up to an object, then in the field of view it gets bigger and bigger. Or if you move away from it, it gets smaller and smaller. But the whole field of view doesn't get bigger or smaller, does it? I no. In fact, there's a third characteristic we could just be aware of. Is that between any two objects in the field of view, there's a distance. But now ask yourself, how far away is the whole field of view? From where? Anywhere you might measure from is within the field of view. I can't say how far away the whole field of view is. It's a very strange paradox. It's either right here, no distance at all, or somehow it's also there. Anyway. I can't say how far away the whole field of view is. It doesn't have an address. All right, so those are three characteristics. I can't say how big the whole field of view is. This is soft eyes. It's not inside anything. It just blurs out and fades out. It, not into a container, but into nothing. And I can't say how far away it is. So, now close your eyes. And we're going to explore those characteristics of our perception with eyes closed. and continue, as it were, with soft eyes, but with soft closed eyes. So what I mean is that you can see kind of darkness with shades of light and darkness, I suppose. Now, how big is this whole field of darkness? Well, there isn't a second to compare it with. It's single. So I can't say it's bigger or smaller. How wide is it? I can't say. Is it inside anything? So, this is the soft eyes, peripheral vision with eyes closed. The edge of the field of darkness. Well, no point in trying to really look at the edge, because you can't look directly, as it were. And that's the nature of it. It's vague and fades out. And, you know, I just say yes to that. I say just, okay, that's the way it is. It just fades out into the great unbounded space of one's true nature. And it doesn't have a hard edge. So relax and let it be uncontained, as it were, and vast. And where is this darkness? How far away is it? Society tells you this darkness is in your head, or just behind your eyes or something. So it's only about 8 inches across at the most. And it's really contained. Well, that's society's view from a distance. You're the only one in your head, so to speak. Well, are you in your head? Is the darkness in your head? It's not for me. It's just vast. As vast as the night sky. Not inside anything. Soft darkness. Okay, so now we can explore the other aspects of our experience. So, sounds. You can hear my voice coming and going, and other sounds. And some are in the foreground, front of stage, as it were. Others in the background, I suppose. They get fainter. Now, where's the boundary of the field of sound, as it were? Well, don't spend too much time trying to find that edge, because there isn't one. And you could say, I say, the sounds come out of the vast silence. It's a very fertile silence. It's not a dead, empty silence. Well, it's empty in a way, but it's so fertile and creative, coming up with sounds all the time. See, how big is this whole field of sound? Well, there isn't a second, is there, to compare it with. It's as big as it is big. Now, soft hearing, you see, soft hearing. The sound, the whole field of sound doesn't have an edge. It's not contained. When things have edges, then you can put pressure on them from outside. But when they don't have an edge, like field of sound, field of darkness, there's nothing, no pressure in that way. Now, here's another thing just to be aware of. Is there a hard edge between the sounds and the darkness. I don't find that. I don't really know what it means. I mean, as I indicate with looking for the edge of the darkness, don't try too hard. Just relax. I say anyway, no hard edge, no dividing line between the sounds and the darkness. They're happening in the same mysterious emptiness, which you can call silence or absence of darkness, absence of colour, absence of form, but no dividing line between the formless and the form. What an amazing setup. So, soft seeing with eyes closed, soft hearing, peripheral, as well as central. And now we move to body sensations, field of sensation. And of course we've learned what the shape of these sensations are and where they are. That's all very important. But from one's own point of view now, not what society's told you, what you've learned. And one way of kind of getting into that, putting aside of what we know, what we've learned, is to just imagine you're like a baby that's just been born. So you've no idea that that's your foot or that's your hand and it's, you know, so many inches away and it's next to an, you know, it's a distance from the other hand. You see, if you pay attention to the sensation you call your left hand and your right hand, where's the dividing line? Is there a hard edge in the sensation? And how big is the whole field of sensation? I mean, if you'd just been born, you'd have no image of your body yet. No idea of size. Now, some sensations are in the foreground and are clear, relatively clear, and others are in the background, or towards the edge, the periphery. Now, is there a hard edge around the field of sensation, around what we call our body, your body, my body? I find no clear edge, no hard edge there. And we identify very easily with our body sensations, don't we? So I'm saying, do you have a hard edge? I don't. The feel of sensation just fades into the bodiless space of my true nature, our true nature. There's Noah's name on it, or address, or nationality, or gender. How big is your body? How big is the field of sensation? There's not a second one to compare it with. You hear about mine or other people's, but you only experience your own. How big are you? I only experience one consciousness. How big is your consciousness? How big are you? So, being aware of your body, body sensations, and this is soft body, see? Just saying yes to the fact that at the periphery, there's no hard edge, soft. And you can't say how big you are. So you give up trying, you know. Now, I have an image here that a friend of mine gave me. It's a story about from his childhood. When he was a boy, he used to go fishing with his dad on a boat in Australia. And he would have his, he'd bring in his nylon line, fishing line, and there it was on the deck all tangled up, and he'd be trying to untangle it. Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing that the more you try to untangle, the more tangled it gets. You know, it's a frustrating job. And his dad just said, just throw it over into the water. So my friend Sam threw the nylon line, tangled line, into the water, into the sea, the ocean, and it just expanded and untangled. It had no, you know, nothing resisting it. It just it expanded. Now, be aware of your body, the field of sensation, and be aware that it hasn't got a hard edge. So it's kind of floating there in the vast ocean of your true nature. Well, it kind of expands, doesn't it? I mean, there's nothing around it pressurizing it. We're told that this field of sensation is relatively small, compact, inside, you know, an environment. So we feel small and restricted and stressed in a way. Well, see that the whole field of sensation is floating in this limitless ocean of consciousness, who you really are. See, how big are you? Well, you sort of just keep expanding. Or you know, not even that, you're just big. Very, very relaxing. Natural. This is our true nature. I've always been like this. I say, you've always been this big. Now, the other thing to notice is there a hard edge between your sensations, body sensations, and sounds and the darkness? Well, I don't find any dividing line. It's just all together in the one space of consciousness. So, soft eyes, soft closed eyes, soft hearing, soft body. And we can include in our observation our thoughts and feelings, your mental chatter, your mood, your judgment, your memories, your anticipations, all of that. Very complicated. So we call that the mind, don't we? The field of mind. How big is it? See, think of a number. There's a mental content, as they say, thought. Imagine the face of a friend. And there's an image. Be aware of the affection you feel towards your friend. There's a sort of, there's an emotion or a feeling or mood. How big is this changing field of mind? Well, there isn't a second to compare it with. You hear about other people's thoughts and feelings, but you only experience your own. How wide is it? Is it inside an 8-inch head, you know, 8 inches across? Or is it just in the great space? And does this field of mind have a hard edge? Well, to me, some thoughts are front of stage, clearish. Others are vague in the background, the periphery. And that's their nature. In that region, they're vague. And then they fade out, or they come out of nowhere. I mean, where does, if I think of a number, 25, where does that come from? It just comes out of that silence, that no mind, which is just incredibly fertile. I think of the image of a star in the darkness. Where did that come from? How did you do that? It's sort of magic. Now, too, this is soft mind. Soft thinking and feeling and remembering and soft mind. Big mind. Not contained. Not with a hard edge that is restricted. You know, it's like the fishing line in the water, your mind. That's relaxing. And thoughts emerging like fish coming to the surface, you know, out of this vast ocean. The nothingness is weird and strange and deep and fertile. Who knows what is in it? Now, is there a hard edge between your thoughts and feelings, your mood, and the sound of my voice, or your body sensations, or the darkness, isn't it? I don't find dividing lines. They're all together. I can distinguish between my sensations and my thoughts and the sounds, but I don't find I can separate them into different compartments. They're all going on together in this one compartment, which is absolutely boundless. I mean, it's a very special compartment. Say everything is within the void, but the void is not a thing. It's weird. But you could say, you are that. I am the whole of it. There's one other thing with this soft attention. And I'm going to call it soft being. So now, instead of focusing attention on particular aspects of the view, sounds, sensations, you can just move your attention from the sound of my voice in the silence to the sensation that you call your right hand in the bodiless space. Well, then you can go to the darkness in the colorless space. Or then the image of a mountain in the no mind. So, in terms of the content of this space, you can direct your attention in that way. But now I'm going to suggest that you don't pick, as it were, an aspect of the view. View in the wider sense of that term. And just have no preferences, and just be this boundless space that has no hard edge, soft being. And just be aware of whatever emerges out of it, whether it's a sound or a memory or a sensation. And whatever emerges, there it is. So if it's a memory, it's not like, oh, now I shouldn't be. I've lost the present moment. I've gone into a memory or an anticipation. No, that's just a memory. Then an anticipation, then a sensation. So I'm just, let's just be with that for a few moments. Soft being. With a soft being doesn't, in the sense of it not having any agenda, but just being receptive in a way. isn't there? I mean, it's just irrepressibly creative. Effortlessly creative. So, take a deeper breath. See that sensation of the breathing arising in this boundless space. How big is your being? Well, there isn't a second to compare yourself with, I say. Are you contained? Aren't you like that fishing line, just expanding in the limitless ocean of your true nature? Of course, what is happening in that true nature is different for you than it is for me, which is just strange and wonderful. How can different, my experience happening in this space be different from yours? Of course, I only experience my experience, but I hear about yours and I take it seriously. And I celebrate this kind of magic. Anyway, your experience is different from mine, but the space in which it's happening, this is where we sort of know each other, are each other. No dividing line, no hard edge between us. Now that's amazing, that's important. No hard edge between us. We can be distinguished but not separated. Take another deeper breath. And then open your eyes. And soft eyes. With eyes open, it's, I suppose, easier to see hard edges, isn't it, within the field of view. And this goes along with soft eyes, with no hard edge around the edge. So you don't have to sort of try and blur the edges of things. Those are important and given. But what is also important and given is that you have no hard edge. You is who you really are. And no size. You're not restricted. You're being. And still there's no hard edge between us. Weird and wonderful.